Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. We're going to get right to it, as we always do. Sleep. You don't want to hear any more about this because it's just so obvious. There's just so many opinions on it. You've heard them time and time again. But guess what? You're still not doing it. Sleep. The dangers of having interrupted sleep. I want to focus on the urination issue today. I want to start with the easy stuff and get on to the hard stuff. Important topic for nutrition fans, because you know what? After that first round of herbs, whether it's herbs to get you to sleep or herbs to get you to stop urinating at night, when they don't work, they tend not to work. That's the good news and the bad news about the herbal remedy for sleep and for evening urination. If you take the herbs, you're going to find out real soon, first or second round, in other words, within the first or second week, whether the herb is going to work. You'll get a very definitive answer. Generally, people with acute infections, acute urinary tract infections, are going to get their answer real fast. But the minute you go chronic, whether it's a chronic prostatic issue or it's a chronic bladder issue for the females, you're in that place where you're in the law of diminishing terms if you're looking for the herb symptom cure. If you're looking to use the herb long term to fix what's really going on, well, that's a different story. So the good news is, if you're awakening and you're not getting that straight sleep, which is its own book in itself, I've got one on the site straighttalk.cc, Lights Out, a book called Lights Out by Brent Formby and T.S. Wiley. It's an entire book on what happens when you don't sleep. Don't want to get into that today. You know all the dangers of no sleep. But I wanted to do this show today because lots of people, they hit 55, 60, 65, they haven't had a straight sleep, a good 7 straight hours in years. If that person is you, I have some insights today that, as always, are going to go outside the realm of pure nutrition, because that's where I see it work. Getting into the herbal game a good 15 years ago, I experimented with no hesitation on all levels to see what herbs could do to take chronic urinary issues, urinary incontinences, where you wake up once or twice a night, it interrupts your sleep, you don't feel buoyant in the morning, but you get used to it over 10, 20, 30 years of basically just accepting that that's your sentence in life. So the first thing you're going to do is figure, well, you got to have the right herbs, you got to have the right herbal combinations, and then you have to try the right concentrations. So I got my hands on the best herbs, I got my hands on the best qualities, I applied them correctly, I applied them as others have applied them correctly, and I looked at result, and what I found is lots of people suffer from that once or twice irritation during the evening, during their sleep cycle, and they just take it for granted because they, like I, have tried the herbal remedy and it hasn't given them satisfaction. And that's because it's outside the realm of nutrition. There are structural issues with the bladder that you just have to investigate, that take a little bit of time, that run deep. But if you understand them, then you can beat these issues of urinary, either it's incontinence or whether you don't have incontinence, you can hold it, except that you've got this urge to urinate a couple times a night. Male or female, it comes from different places. So I want to get to the bottom of this today. I think we can do a lot in 60 minutes. So let's take a look at the anatomy Again, get on the website, straighttalk.cc, if you're new to the show. I have lots of pictures. We have 30 pictures to follow the dialogue today. So get to the website, straighttalk.cc, see if you can follow this pictorially. If you're just driving or you can't get to the computer, I'll describe it as best I can, as always. So first, just to understand, if you don't sleep, you don't make your hormones. If you don't make your hormones, specifically your adrenaline, you're going to feel tired all day. You're going to go into a pro-inflammatory state. And if you've listened to this show before, that initiation into a pro-inflammatory state of life, that's the basic breakdown of all function in the body. The first dent in your cell comes when the inflammatory stressors aren't countered by cortisol. And of course, cortisol is what you make a full reserve of when you sleep. Not to mention when you sleep and you make your full reserve of adrenaline. And what sleep? Well, we say 5 hours, but that's going to vary. For some people, it's 6 straight hours. For some people, it's 7 straight hours. The point is, how much sleep does it take to get you off the bed with buoyancy? How much straight sleep do you need to wake up and feel like you didn't need that extra hour or two? That's really the measure you have to give it. So when somebody says 5 straight, well, lots of people will note less than 5, you're in the danger zone. After 5, it's tolerable. But that's really not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the amount of sleep you need to bounce up out of bed. And if you can't get that bouncy feeling, no matter how much sleep you get, well, then you've got problems that are deeper than that, and they have to be looked into also. But important distinction, it might take you 6 straight hours to bounce out of bed. It might take you 7 straight hours to feel like you had your sleep tank filled up. What you can't afford to do is think that because you get up twice a night, but you go back to sleep immediately. You hear this all the time, this delusion that people have that they can fall asleep at 11 o'clock, get up at 2, go right back to sleep after they urinate, get up at 5, go right back to sleep after they urinate. And they've been doing that for 10 to 20 years, and that's okay. Don't do that. It may feel okay because you may be fortunate enough to have that kind of reserve, but it's not okay. And you may have forgotten, because you've been doing it so long, what real rest feels like. Keep in mind, under supervised care, a good doctor, a good physician, a good counselor is going to wait until that client, that patient, has their sleep cycle change over time to the point where this client, the patient, will say, I don't know what it is, but my sleeps are so much deeper now. That plunge into deep sleep means the body's going into anabolism as opposed to catabolism. Catabolism is when we break down. In a minute, I'm going to talk about catabolism or breakdown as it relates to the bladder not being able to repair the epithelial lining on the inside of that sac we call the bladder. If you're in catabolism, that bladder can't repair itself. And the sleep issue and the urinary issue, waking up at night to urinate, the dangers of it, is in negative reciprocity with the sleep issue. So I want you to get that, and we'll backtrack for a second. Reciprocity, the going back and forth between two variables. So the two variables here are sleep and urination, or the health of the bladder. When you don't sleep, you don't make your hormones. You don't go into repair state. If you don't go into repair state, how do you repair the inner lining of the epithelial layer of the bladder, male or female? If you can't, that epithelial lining, deranged, not repleted, not repaired, is going to be hypersensitive. It's going to be hyperirritable because it's not repairing itself to the free radical assaults of what you're excreting through your urine. So you can see how tricky this is. Obvious things are always like this. The most obvious things take you down. You know, it's the things you don't see that get you, and it's the things that you don't see that are often right in front of your face. What you usually spend half your life focused on is what never happens. Some people think that's because they focus on it that it never happens. That's probably not true. Probably most of the things that you worry about and focus about and associate to your perception of why things happen and don't, half the time that's just misdirection. In retrospect, you always say, it's what I didn't see that was right in front of my face. What's right in front of your face is 10 to 20 to 30 years of waking up a couple of times a night to urinate and just deciding to live with it. That cycle in negative reciprocity, because you can't sleep, because you get up to urinate, means you can't repair that inner lining, means your inner lining to the bladder, male or female, is going to be hypersensitive, and so you're always getting up to urinate. That's that negative cycle. I see people fall into this at about 60, and it can be bad. One thing that happens is your blood pressure goes up. One thing that happens is you get irritable. Your blood sugar will go up. You will not repair your muscles. Your sex hormones will dissipate, fall away. You'll age prematurely. The list is on and on. Check the website for a book there on picture number 30, it actually is my last picture. So the bottom right-hand corner lights out. That's Brent Formby and T.S. Wiley. Dr. Formby's got three PhDs. He's up at UC Santa Barbara. He's from Scandinavia. He's really an outstanding researcher, and he's got this wonderful book. You can get it in paperback for less than $10. It's called Lights Out. Wonderful treatise on what happens when you don't sleep. I can tell you this clinically as a clinician. If I can't get people straight sleep, they don't heal. The most significant factor watching the evolution of disease in a person over time is that they didn't sleep. You take the person that comes down with cancer or the disease of sorts, or gets to the point where they can't function anymore, can't work because of some malaise, some triage of symptoms, and I promise you, you'll see 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years of poor sleep. There's nothing I would put higher in priority than sleep. And the number one cause of why people don't sleep is urination. So this isn't a little thing. The bladder may not be the most interesting topic to talk about on radio. Urination may be not the tip of your tongue at a party. But nonetheless, this is big. So first issue to understand is that negative reciprocity. You can't repair because you can't sleep. Now, to get the best bang for the buck, in other words, to go for that quick fix, you got to look at the number one reason. Again, this is so self-evident, but people overlook this time and time again. And that is, don't drink later than you have to. Well, what does that mean? It means if you stop drinking at 8 o'clock and you get up to urinate 2 to 3 hours after you go to sleep, stop drinking at 7 o'clock or stop drinking at 6 o'clock. Stop drinking at a hour that you can't possibly later on be getting up to urinate because of. So stop drinking at 5 o'clock. If that's what's necessary, then do it. Find that number and then deal with it from there. So first, easy fix. Check your hydration levels. Hydrate yourself fully in the day, and then at night, cut back until you don't get up. That'll solve about 20%, 25% of your sleep issues. On top of which, yes, you can use an age-old wonderful remedy called flower pollen. Okay? The Premier Research Lab sells that as ultra pollen. Take 6 to 9 to 12 spread throughout the day and give it a week or two. But I caution you, many of you, at least half of you, on a healthy dose of flower pollen combined with cutting your water back, cutting your liquid back, will still find you're getting up once to twice a night to urinate. Wanted to cover the easy fix. Most of you, I should say at least half of you, will not get the easy fix. To really understand why you're getting up to urinate at night, we got to run a little deeper into the show. A little deeper into the show means we've got to go outside nutrition for a little while.